This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago winters can be tough. Snow, ice, and freezing temps make every drive a challenge. If you're thinking it's time for a new Chevy, you're right. Your local Chevy dealer has the perfect vehicle to keep you safe and confident on the road. From heavy-duty performance to everyday versatility, Chevy has you covered. The Silverado offers unmatched power. The Equinox and Blazer provide all-weather confidence. Need room for the whole crew? Check out the Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or go for the sporty, city-friendly tracks, perfect for navigating winter streets. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com to explore the latest models, find special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and even start shopping online. Don't let winter slow you down. Find your next Chevy today at ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a
hump day.
It's Wednesday. Thanks for being with us. Hopefully your day's off to a good start. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good over here. Had to realize, it is Wednesday. And So hopefully everybody's having a great Wednesday. Shout out and hope everybody's safe up there in the north. I saw the damn snow was coming out up in North Georgia. Yeah. I was like, damn. That's crazy. Obviously,
they got raining. 5 inches at my in-laws in Western North Carolina.
I guess that damn ground. What's that groundhog name again?
Yeah, Punxsutawney Phil.
That guy right there. Yeah, I guess he was right this time.
I guess he was right.
Let him tell me the damn numbers. Hit me a good scratch off or something.
Yeah, I know. Can we do something more than just winter's going to be longer?
Because
spring starts on the same day every year.
It does.
That's a pretty sweet gig for old Punxsutawney Phil.
Getting paid off for nothing.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah,
like, can we get
that?
Some?
How about that?
Can we get some prize picks over here? Come on.
How about that?
Let's make a lineup.
Yeah, man. But yeah, it's hopefully everybody's safe and everything up there. As that was a good hit to hear, because we were just talking about Latte Lott as him making his debut for United this weekend. Obviously, their first game against Montreal as the season gets started. So it seems like he's going to be ready to play.
Good.
And that's why we were talking. I was like, why the hell not? What you mean? He ain't fit.
I realized that he just got the paperwork signed and all that kind of stuff. But like, I think he knew when the first game was.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Y'all know what it was too.
And they got treadmills, so it's like, you know what I mean?
I think
I might be oversimplifying the process
with
which it takes to get ready for a season, but it's like, it is always like way more complicated to get Atlanta United guys on the field than it is in any other of the sports that we cover. I understand a lot of it is international stuff. Guys have to get their paperwork finished and work visas and all that kind of stuff. But like, it's always like, is he going to play? Well, I don't know. Gotta go to the embassy. Passport stamped.
Well,
what the hell, man?
When that passport is stamped, then I will sign my signature on the contract.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Then go.
Yeah.
And the game's on Saturday.
Yeah.
And it's late on Saturday. It doesn't kick off till 7:30.
So he's got plenty of time.
He's got plenty of time to get ready.
Yeah.
Obviously the signing, you and I are on the same page on this one, pretty honest about it. Not super familiar with his work previous, but people that know tell us that he's a big deal and that we should be really excited for him. And you see the highlight videos and all that. So, great. It's a big signing.
Let's go.
Hopefully he gets on the field and delivers.
Yeah, that means
Miguel Almiron coming back is something that we know a little bit more about. Certainly a fan favorite, something to get excited about. You got a new manager. You got a new technical director. There's a lot of changes over there. I feel like with all of that, and especially like active change and maybe even proactive, however you want to call it, but active change in an offseason where you're coming off multiple seasons of disappointment, mm-hmm. that's something to get excited about.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I feel like there's a legitimate excitement about the beginning of this season that there hasn't been in a while.
Because a lot of newness. Like you said, yeah. you read off all the new positions and everything, and obviously you go out and pay the largest transfer fee ever to go get a guy and things like that. So, yeah, it's a lot of newness to it. Because, you know, in my opinion, it did get stagnant over there. It did. And a lot of the reason, because a lot of the most important players on your team are your DPs, and they just haven't performed. Yeah. You move on from them and things like that. So right now, yeah, the excitement should be there for this season as far as, you know, we talked about the newness and who's here and who's not. And it was funny because we were sort of had Brad on yesterday. I mean, he's the longest tenure player.
Yeah.
You know, he was here from the beginning.
He has.
You know, yeah. And so, you know, that this looks at all the overhaul and of what this team is going. And so, I mean, hopefully it all works out.
Hopefully it all works out.
I think that's the biggest thing.
It is the biggest thing. But it just feels like with all the I think sometimes just as fans, you just want action. Like you just want something going on to get excited about. Mm-hmm. Because like the Braves are roster wise, they're better. Like the Braves, from a roster standpoint, as long as everyone's healthy, it's one of the four or five best teams in Major League Baseball.
Correct.
But they didn't do anything in the offseason.
Right.
So it feels like it's like a little bit like, well, that's not exciting to cover during the offseason.
They got old boy yesterday.
That's true. They did get our guy, Buck Farmer.
They went and got Buck.
But at the same time, they didn't have to do a ton
because
they bring back a great roster of very talented players that 2 years ago won 105 games and was phenomenal. But like, it's just funny how, and I understand why, we're all humans and the most recent thing that happened is the most important thing that happened. And, you know, you get caught up in big signings and money spent and all that kind of stuff.
And
what other teams are doing and all that. But it just feels like with Atlanta United's offseason and everything that they've done, the enthusiasm for the beginning of the season feels different than the enthusiasm for the beginning of Braves season, even though the Braves are very likely better than Atlanta United their leagues.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, yeah, because like you said it perfectly, there was nothing to get excited about.
Nothing to sink your teeth into.
Other than I'm excited because I know Spencer Strider's coming back.
Yes.
I'm excited because I know Ronald Acuña's eventually going to come back. Mm-hmm. I'm excited because Chris Sale is going to be the leader of this rotation. So there's so many different things to be excited about. But for some reason, when you add to a team, if it's a named player or whatever, that gives you more excitement, even though deep down you look at this squad like, we're freaking loaded.
Yeah.
The Braves are freaking loaded. Now, I understand the pitching aspect and, you know, you lost some guys.
It's a fair concern.
It's a fair concern. It really, really is. But like that night shift era, that's gone.
Oh, it's gone.
It's gone.
They all play for other teams.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
They weren't good as they were going along.
And other teams offered them contracts the Braves weren't going to offer.
Exactly. And so, I mean, and knowing the process of your team, I think, would help also. Knowing that the Braves were never going to give Max what he got up in New York City. They were never going to do it. Just like they were never going to do the Freddie thing and all these other things. So you know
They tried to do the Freddie.
They tried to do the Freddie
thing. The Freddie one's the only one that isn't the same as all the
other
ones.
But then,
the Dansby one, absolutely.
But you know that. But you know this about this team. Mm-hmm. And so you know what they want to do? They want to lock up their young talent. They want to go and see if they can find a guy like Chris Sale and be like, well, let's see what we can do right here. This is the MO of this team. So them not bringing anybody in this year is not surprising to me. But I would think, you know, going back before the season started and, you know, free agency, and we were talking about what the Braves need. Obviously, you can never have enough pitching. We understand that. But then you were looking at position players. Do they find an upgrade for Arcia?
Nope.
You know, I think that was one of the things that we were
hopeful. I was hopeful.
Looking at is that part right there. But they're happy with him. I don't want to say happy, but was there an upgrade enough to fit what the Braves want to do? Not necessarily around the league, because I'm sure there probably was a better shortstop option, but did he fit into what the Braves wanted to do financially? You know, that's the biggest thing a lot of times. No, hell no. That is the biggest thing with the Braves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
financial flexibility.
Especially when you're looking at what Arcia is financially.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he signed when you added him a couple years ago, and he was supposed to be the utility guy.
He was.
He signed an awesome, really low money contract.
Mm-hmm. And that's your starter.
Yeah, now it's your starter, and he was an all-star. Now he hadn't been the same ever since that. And last year was pretty bad by all accounts at the plate. But money-wise, it's still a pretty good bargain. Now, again, you're not getting me excited about bargains,
No.
You're a Major League Baseball team.
But.
Go get a guy. But if he's your ninth hitter in that lineup with everybody healthy, it's fine. He was the ninth hitter in that lineup with everybody healthy 2 years ago, and they won 105 games. They hit 300 home runs, and it was fine. Mm-hmm. So you just have to hope that it bounces back to that point. It's such a great example of how the lead up to events matters almost as much as the event itself. Because once the season starts, and if Atlanta United plays great, everyone's going to be excited about it, and there's going to be a lot of momentum and chatter. If they don't, and they kind of get off to a slow start, all the enthusiasm about the highest transfer, whatever, mm-hmm. no one cares about that.
Yeah, because
they care about it now because it hasn't happened yet. But, conversely, with the Braves, if the Braves come out and they're 20-10 in the first month of the season, everyone's back to calling Alex Anthopoulos a genius again because it worked. Mm-hmm. Like, the offseason only matters during the offseason. So many teams win the offseason and then suck.
Yes.
Almost every year. In the NFL and in the NBA, the team that wins the offseason sucks.
Yes.
I'm not saying it doesn't matter because it's what's happening now and it's what you're talking about now. It's interesting to be leading into these seasons that are happening kind of simultaneously, and one team that is better and has had more success of late didn't do a lot because they didn't have to, and they're being talked about as if they're some sort of bums. And then there's another team who has done nothing for years, fired managers, made bad signings. Well, I mean, it just is what it is with Atlanta United. It's true. Had a good offseason where they changed a lot, and the change is being treated as guarantee, and it isn't. I hope it works, but there's no guarantee that it will.
But I think the thing with you talk about the Braves, is always that, you know, they do get off to a slow start. Well, it's still early. Well, they got this time and everything like that. And I think, you know, because they didn't make any moves, I think it'd be more more elevated, just like you said. Well, they didn't have this guy. See, they should have got this pitcher. See, we should have got all this and everything like that. And you're going into a season to start the season without your best player, the guy who, in my opinion, makes everybody better when he's in the lineup, and that's Ronald Acuna. And so once you get him in, then you can't have the expectation that early when he comes back that he's going to be automatically going back to the level of what we love, what we see him as. It's just not going to, it don't work like that. He's got to work himself back into it. And I'm sure they're going to do a good job of not overloading him from the start. Now, I know he's like one of them caged tigers. He wants to be out there and everything like that. But you got to slow play a little bit with him.
Do you think that, because I feel like most Atlanta sports fans are fans of all the teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some people are just Falcons fans. Mm-hmm. Some people are just Braves fans, whatever. But, like, by and large, I feel like the majority of people that listen to us, you root for all the teams. You're in on all the teams. Maybe you care more than others, but whatever. Like, generally, you're an Atlanta sports fan.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like there's ever, like, an impact of the momentum of the season that just ended?
No.
That affects how you view the season that's about to start of a different team? Like, because of the way that things ended for the Falcons, is there like a little bit of a different positive momentum or negative momentum heading into the Braves and the Atlanta United seasons?
I hope not.
I hope not, too. I think there probably is sometimes.
You would think, especially with the Braves, that, like you said, they're one of the best teams in ball.
That's true.
The Falcons were not.
No.
I mean, nobody ever tried to confuse them with that. You know, and the thing with United is, I think there's so much unknown with United because we don't know how these new acquisitions and everything's going to form. But we know who this Braves team is.
I feel like when it's negative, it does. Because then it's really easy to be like, yep, that's just Atlanta sports.
Here we go again. Exactly.
Saw Kirk Cousins had the biggest fall off we've ever seen before. Here we go again. Braves didn't do anything in the out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, when it's positive and they're, you know,
but
it's more
it,
negative
it,
than positive.
Here we go normally. Thing with the Braves, more or less, when the playoffs start.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because regular season, they do their thing and everything.
They make
like
the
that.
Playoffs every year.
Yeah, but it's more like, it's like,
every
it's more
single
like here
year.
We go again.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And when the Braves get to the second season.
Yeah, then you get to the playoffs.
Then everybody gets tight.
And somebody gets hurt in the pitching staff. And then you're mad they didn't make a trade at the deadline. And then they're out of the playoffs.
Yes.
And I can't blame anybody for saying here we go again or being mad about it because, yeah.
Because we're not going to – I don't think
here we go again.
I don't think as we get ready for the season to start, Braves fans, we're not like that right now.
Some people are. Some people are like, oh, this is fine, but just wait till the playoffs get here. We'll blow it.
But do you know how long the playoffs are for right now?
I know, but I know.
160 games
we played. You're right. You're right about that. You're absolutely right about that. But then there's also the people that if it's going bad, instead of – if it's going good, there's people that will say, just wait for the playoffs.
Oh,
but then like, if it's going bad, then there's people like, ah, it's early.
Yeah, they're like Randy Quaid. They all blow it in the playoffs. They're just like that. They all blow it.
Yeah.
Just watch.
And you're probably right because every team does, except for one.
That doesn't get there.
Every year, every team blows it except for one. So being negative is often the same thing as being right. I think that's why so many of the national people like to be negative all the time because you're almost always going to be right. Because, they can't win a championship.
But it's so obvious.
Probably going to be true.
I say it to the most obvious.
They're like, oh, well, okay, cool move. You're not winning the title. And then you just, I told you back in February. It's like, cool. You predicted that the team wasn't going to win a championship. Nobody does. One team does every year. All right, we'll come back. We'll get into what's trending to kick off the show. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.